are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, VistaCare, and May Adam. And first up, joining me this morning from the Zonta Club of the Peer Fort Peer area, we've got Kelly Busher and Lori Gustafson. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Thanks for having us in.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And the reason for that is you've got something new that you're doing here next weekend, a big fundraiser. And boy, it sounds like the community has really stepped up to help out with this book sale.
Yeah, they really have. AAUW has always done a used book sale here in town, and they asked us if we would be interested in taking it over this year. And so, yeah, the donations have been incredible. We've got thousands and thousands of books. We are so excited for the sale.
Very nice. And it's not just books. You have a few other things as well, from what I hear.
Exactly.
We have DVDs and
games,
and but mostly books, but mm-hmm. we do have games and lots of
CDs
and
we've got some really neat gift books, you know, kind of the coffee table books in addition to novels and things like that.
So. Now, this is coming up next weekend. It's going to be in the Northridge Plaza, but you've got a storefront that folks can come to.
Yeah, we're actually going to be in the space that used to be Glick's, and we're right across from the music store, kind of on the JCPenney's end where they used to be. So, we're really, really excited to have a nice big space to spread out and get all of our books out there.
Yeah, it's going to be very nice. It's what, Saturday and Sunday?
Yes.
But there is a little preview.
There is a special preview sale.
The preview sale is Friday, April 8th from, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And it does cost $5 for entry. And so you'll have a heads up on first choice of all these wonderful books and games and CDs and everything.
We've got some brand new books, both that people donated, as well as we got a bunch of books from Prairie Pages when they closed.
Oh, very nice.
So we've got some brand new bestsellers, things that are 2018 and beyond, a lot of hardcover books. We've even got a section of collectibles. We've got an expert going through that and kind of helping us gauge what we've got there, and we'll help with any special pricing on that. But and the assortment of books that we've got is unbelievable. I mean, like I said, we've got the bestsellers, the fiction, the Oprah Winfrey Book Club and Reese Witherspoon Book Club type books, but we've got sci-fi. We've got a huge collection of sci-fi.
Ooh, that's my thing right there.
Oh, right. We can set you up.
Very nice.
We've got a huge collection of birding books. They're absolutely gorgeous. Look like they've barely ever been used. Trains. We've got a huge
railroad. A whole table of railroad books.
Oh, nice. And I like that too.
Yeah, and war. Books,
Civil War.
I mean, it's from the Civil War clear through mm-hmm. to recent, skirmishes in the Mideast. So history, biographies, ton of biographies, cookbooks,
lots of cookbooks and do-it-yourself type books. A whole table of gardening and carpentry and fix-up-your-house type books.
I think we've got just about every Chicken Soup for the Soul book too.
And there are a lot of those. But
books.
It sounds like a great array of books for the book lovers out there. This would be a perfect time if you've, got somebody in your family that loves books. You can pick up, gifts now for throughout the year.
As for Easter, graduations coming up, birthdays for yourself, for your family, for sure. Come on down. There's lots of
high quality books, and the prices are priced to go. So everything must go.
So. Excellent. So this is going to be the 9th and the 10th at the Northridge Plaza. What are the hours for those days?
The Friday, again, is the preview sale, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30. And Saturday is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Sunday is noon till 5 p.m.
Yeah, and those are basically the same hours that the mall's open. Plus, Alley Exchange is going to be doing wine tasting all weekend, ooh, including Friday night. So people can come out, get some books, and bring home a bottle of wine and be set for the weekend.
Exactly. Sounds like a great plan there. So I know this is going to be a very successful weekend for you next weekend. So encourage people to plan on stopping by, whether it's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or all 3 days. What
all
the heck,
three days.
You know?
Well, and actually, one thing I don't think we mentioned, on Sunday afternoon, we've got a special Everything Must Go sale for fill a bag for $5.
Oh, there you go. That's a great deal, too.
Exactly.
All right.
You know, and the money that we raise with our craft show and then with this new book sale, mm-hmm. We give back to the community. We are focused on women and children's issues, improving the status of women and children in Central South Dakota. as well as being part of a larger international organization. So the money is going to a good cause, and it'll be a fun weekend.
Absolutely. Very important work. Thank you for doing that and taking over the book sale. Sounds like it's going to be fun for folks to check out and a great fundraiser for the Zonda Club.
Very definitely.
All right. Well, thank you both for stopping in and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. There's Kelly and Lori from the Zonda Club as they get ready for the book sale. Mark it down on the calendar next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Northridge Plaza. They invite you to come on out. So there is the first portion of People in Our Neighborhood. We'll chat with the CHS River Plains, David Newharth, and Corwin from PARS after these.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes in all price ranges, with many homes selling very quickly. If you've been thinking about selling your home, give us a call and we'll do a free market analysis and give you the best information to get the best price for your home. And buyers, we have the homes you're looking for, or we will find it for you. Check us out on Facebook at Lee Real Estate Pier, or find us at leerealestatepier.com.
The Pier VA Clinic is a community-based outpatient clinic located in the Northridge Plaza. Pier VA Clinic offers primary care, mental health, laboratory testing, and service referrals. If you're looking for excellent health care and dedicated caring providers and are a veteran, the Pier VA Clinic is for you. Contact them at 605-945-1710 or myhealth.va.gov. There's no need to travel from Central South Dakota for routine care, yearly checkups, or testing. Contact the Pier VA Clinic to enroll and to get more information.
VistaCare of Pier has a demonstrated history of exemplary care for the last 24 years. VistaCare has services tailored to each individual and offers support and services to meet a wide range of needs while enhancing each individual's independence and maximizing their quality of life. For a work environment filled with opportunity and fulfillment, apply today at VistaCare.com. Full or part-time with benefits available. VistaCare continues to provide high-quality services to the residents of South Dakota, which they currently provide to the citizens of Wisconsin. VistaCare. Vision and value. Apply today.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier. Since 1881.
Continuing on here with People in Your Neighborhood, we've got David from the CHS River Plains here in Pier and Corwin Jones from PARS this morning. And of course, we want to follow up. What was it? St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, it was.
Walking taco feed. How did that go?
It went real well. People really received it well, and we kind of pushed it as the fastest drive-thru in town, so I hope I didn't offend any of the other businesses out there selling food at noon. We had a lot of people come drive-thru and pick up a taco, and had a lot of comments that they felt it was a good meal. So
wonderful. And it sounds like it was a great fundraising event, too.
Yeah, we picked up probably 120 pounds of food or better for donation, and we picked up over $1,000. So it was all free will, and the community supported it very well. It was kind of, we maybe need to push it a little bit more next year. We got a few things to learn, but the employees there got behind it and helped and dressed up in green and made it a fun
nice.
Day.
Sounds so. Like it was good. Yeah, great to hear the community step up. And you had a raffle that was going on. People could get tickets at the same time.
Yep.
And looks like you've got a bucket full there.
We do. We do. And we have three prizes we're going to draw for today. We've got a $500 gift card, $300 gift card, and a $200 gift card. So that's what we'll be drawn for out of the bucket. And we've got Kerwin with us today. And I just want to take this time before we have the drawing to thank everybody that bought tickets, communicated it around, and everybody got together and passed them around. Our employees stepped up and sold tickets. It's a great community to live in. We really are blessed. We have businesses here that stepped up and donated above and beyond besides the feed and the tickets, and people bought tickets, so we just want to thank everybody that helped out and thank my employees for stepping up and going above and beyond and making that extra step here. And it's going for a very good cause. And I think maybe we'll have, before we draw, we'll have Kerwin add to a little bit what's happened with theirs. There's a few things with the Artist Townsend Challenge that we have a chance to make our money go further. And also with CHS, not just River Plains, but CHS totally has stepped up and they're going to be kicking in and making this money go further. So with that, I'll let Kerwin talk a little bit before we draw here.
Hi, I'm Kerwin Jones. I'm the director of Peer Area Referral Service. And as David was saying, we have the Artist Townsend Challenge going on throughout this month yet, and we'll be done April 30th. And basically what the Artist Townsend Challenge is a challenge to our local financial institutions to match donations that we have during March and April.
Right.
And so 1% of what we have that comes in, we equate each pound of items, food, household hygiene items, to a dollar, and then actual dollars are a dollar as well. And at this point, during March, the Artist Townsend Challenge donations with the weights of items and monetary, we are right close to $20,000 right now.
Wow.
And our goal is 50 in order to get each of the banks to contribute the maximum of the $500 that we have on for a ceiling. So we've still got plenty of time. We have a lot of organizations and groups that are donating. CHS is really been a good partner through PARS for years for different things.
Yep.
And a lot of local groups continue to give. All of our volunteers, all of our staff, all of our full-time and part-time, I want to thank everybody that, you know, keeps busy during all this to get everything put away. And
yeah, because you've got a lot of work on that side of things to, as well.
People at the door. And we still have our doors closed to the public, but if you do have a donation, make sure you give us a call, and we'll find out a great good time for you to come and bring that by the office, and we'll get everything put away. Again, our number at PARS is 605-224-8731, and we're located at 110 West Missouri Avenue, right next to Job Service, kind of kitty corner from the Legion Cabin. We're right behind Pure Family Dental, so if you come down Pure Street there.
Easy to find.
Yeah, we're in a pretty central spot. Got a nice view of the river.
Absolutely. And it sounds like the challenge is going well. And
yes.
Just need to get that final push for this month and get you right to that that number.
Yeah, and we have local financial institutions that are participating this year. We have Farm Credit Services of America, Black Hills Federal Credit Union, Bank West, American Bank and Trust, First National Bank, Dakota Prairie Bank, and First Dakota Bank. And U.S. Bank has also agreed to do a contribution as well
Wonderful.
For our cause. So.
That is great. The more, the merrier, because it's going to help out folks around the community. And that's the important thing.
Yeah, indeed.
All right. So.
Yeah, and we've done real well so far here locally. We're going to be over with the ticket raffle and our drive-through taco and the businesses that have stepped up, we're going to be over $10,000 that we're going to be able to contribute back both to Feeding South Dakota and PARS. And then that's just here locally, and then when we get the match, it'll be over that. But the peer area has done awesome in supporting our campaign and helping us to get where we can get the matching funds from CHS Corporate.
It definitely is a great community to be a part of. So
yep.
Big tip of the hat to everybody who's been a part of this. And we're going to find out who the three lucky winners are.
Well, and I wanted to do this live and on the air because I don't want anybody to feel like there's a lot of people in there that bought tickets. And Dave's going to witness, and I'm going to have Kerwin draw. So we've got a bucket here. We'll shake up a little more. And Kerwin, reach in there for the first $200
right.
Individual.
$200. I see Kathy Sprinkle.
Looks like that's right. I've got the phone numbers and everything, and we'll be giving her a call. So there's the $200 right on that for $200.
There you go. Congratulations, Kathy.
Now we'll go to the $300 one. Mix them all up. Keep shaking them. Okay, Kerwin.
Move down deep. All right, I
Guy Sharp. Okay, Guy for $300.
Congratulations, Guy. That's a nice one as well. And now the big one, the what, $500?
Yes, sir.
Dave, you want to draw for the big one?
Sure. Corwin just wants to put the pressure on me. That's what it is. Reaching around. Let's see what we got here. We have Juliana Daly.
Okay.
So congratulations to all the winners. A big thank you, of course, to everybody who bought tickets and helped support this as well as the taco feed. It sounds like it was a huge success.
Yes, it was. And thank you again for helping out here and getting the word out for everybody, and thank the community.
Absolutely. It is our pleasure. So thank you for stopping in, guys, and enjoy this nice light rain that we've got. We definitely need it.
We love it.
Absolutely. So there's David from CHS River Plains and Corwin from PARS this morning as we finish off People in Your Neighborhood on this Friday, brought to you by the great folks at Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, VistaCare,